Continuing to practice remembering how light the effort can be, how natural the awareness can be. Especially when we relax, when the body, the mind are relaxed. Curiosity about the experience of awareness. What is this awareness? And just simply this begins to reveal itself to us through recognizing that we're aware. Am I aware? Taking time to connect or acknowledge, know, not with words, know that you're aware. It can be very simple. Are you aware? What is obvious? And from time to time, noticing or checking in on the relationship. How am I with experience? How am I with the practice? What's the relationship to what is happening? What's the relationship to the meditation? Any expectations or agendas that might be hidden, sometimes those can be revealed in checking. How am I with what's happening right now? We cultivate this continuity of awareness not just to be aware, but because that awareness can support our understanding of our minds, support an understanding of this human experience. And that understanding resonates or connects with our natural human system's wish for or movement towards well-being. Actually being aware of what is going on in our minds and bodies gives our system information about suffering and freedom, suffering and ease. And our system finds its way towards ease, given better information. And so we connect to experience. Am I aware? What is obvious? Sometimes we're more aware of the experience itself, of sensation, of sound. We become aware or familiar with kind of the specific nature of that experience, the physicality, the elemental nature of experience. We become more aware of the difference between processes, the difference between the physicality and the feeling, the relationship, the liking, the not liking. Becoming aware of awareness of how the mind knows experience. We recognize it as a different process from the experience itself. We recognize the difference between seeing and the knowing of seeing. We begin to recognize how awareness can be filtered by attitudes, and learn, recognize that those attitudes are not the awareness itself, but actually are simply another thing arising in awareness. And that's the shift that can happen when we recognize an attitude. Instead of awareness being filtered by aversion or greed, there's awareness and then the knowing of that. And then that, instead of being how we're relating to experience, just becomes another experience that we know. And we can learn. We learn about the nature of that, those filters, those agendas. As we are aware and recognize aversion, for example, kind of like we're interested in the nature of our physical sensation in pulsing, tingling, warmth, coolness, as being the kind of the basic qualities of physical sensation and recognize it's not, hand is not the basic quality of sensation, but pulsing, tingling, vibration is more the basic quality. So with mind states, as we recognize attitudes, we begin to recognize their basic nature. Notice the difference between the basic nature of aversion and the stories around aversion. And what is the nature of aversion? My own exploration of this question helped me to see that the nature of aversion is to separate. That's its job. It believes that that separation will lead to happiness. It's confused. And it tends to orient the mind not only to the activity of separating from things, but to the activity of looking for things to separate from. All of our emotional tones, the mind states in our mind, have a basic nature separate from the specific story of the experience connected with that. And so that's kind of a curiosity for us. What is the nature of greed? How does it work? What is the nature of love? And this exploration, investigation begins or happens as these states arise. This is not some theoretical question. It's, this is what's arising. Frustration's arising. What's the nature of frustration? In this case, it feels more like frustrated desire. It's not the frustration of being joined with something unpleasant. It's the frustration of being separated from something pleasant. What is your experience now? Is there some... There is some quality in the mind, can be subtle. It might be more obvious. But resting with that experience, just that curiosity, what is the nature of this mind state? Sayadaw has proposed the question, what is the job description of this mind state? Because these mind states are activities, they do things. And so what is their function? How do they act? This begins to help us to recognize the activities going on in our mind as processes. And not just something to look at, but understanding, seeing how these processes relate to each other. So we're curious about aversion arising and get to know its job description. This is these activities of separation, of believing that this is what will lead to happiness, of orienting us to looking for things to separate from. This is just aversion doing its job. And as we begin to open to that experience, we see the job happening, and mindfulness, the awareness of that, helps our system to understand that this function, this activity of mind doing its job, is a job that leads to suffering. It's an activity that leads the mind to suffering. And so our mind begins to reorient finding its way to release those activities. In this observation, we may also recognize other things that come along with these qualities, for instance, with anger. Not only is it an aversive state that has this function of separation, but it also has the nature of often coming with the experience of energy. And sometimes the belief in that anger, not only that it has to separate from things, but that the anger is necessary for that energy. And that's a perspective that's actually a misunderstanding. And so we may begin to recognize that pieces of these functions, maybe some of the pieces that the mind gets hooked to, have other sources too. Compassion, for instance, comes with energy. But anger doesn't understand that. And so we begin to observe these processes of mind from a more neutral stance that allows some wisdom to inform the relationship, that helps the mind understand the bigger picture. It's not completely taken over by the views, the delusions, the beliefs of anger, for instance. Mindfulness, awareness with this curiosity gives a broader perspective so that learning can happen understanding can grow. And just continuing your practice. How are you in this moment? Is there relaxation? Are you aware? And what is obvious? The practice itself is very simple, not at all complicated. We just remember awareness and notice what that is revealing. Occasionally checking in to the relationship and noticing, oh, that's there too. Simple, simple awareness. What it reveals to the mind is very amazingly sophisticated and complex. But don't confuse the complexity of what's seen with the complexity of meditating. Simple, simple practice. Am I aware? What is obvious? No need for you to try to do a tracking or remembering or cataloging or organizing. Let the processes of mind do their job. Simple. Aware of what? This can take some trust to get out of the way. And that can be an edge for us in our practice. But maybe just keep remembering. Simple. Simple. Simple practice.